All right, we've been talking a little bit about the All-Star game last night, et cetera, but there was one thing where I was like, something's got to change here. Somebody has to rescue Paul Skeens, man. somebody's you can't even win when you're up 6-0. You know, everybody's been talking about how he's got this 1.9 whatever ERA and
1.8
or whatever it is. And well, but the Pirates just can't score. Dude, you got all stars batting behind you. You're up 2-0 in the first inning. You're up 6-0 in the game. All right. Good for Paul Skeens. He's gonna get an all star win. Nope. They end up coming back and tying it.
Oh, this was it? You wanted to circle back around to this?
Yeah.
You wanted to circle around to the idea that the All-Star game didn't have a winning pitcher?
Well, it does tie in, but that's my main confession is this poor bastard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy can't win for nothing.
That's right.
Somebody needs to rescue him. He can't be Nolan Ryan again. You know?
That's what I'm saying. No, he might. I would love it if we could have some level of coordination. Because you just need to talk to a kindred spirit in that moment, man. Yeah. You need someone who understands what you're going through. Because I cannot imagine.
He's so good. Like, he is so good.
This is the thing. We get up there, and I'm like, oh, okay. So he just throwing heaters. Like, very pitchers for who, for what, in the words of the great Ricky Waters. He's like, I'm just in here throwing heat.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do? Nothing.
The crazy thing is, we're talking about this. He's going to go to the Dodgers, the Yankees. Or maybe the Pirates. I mean, not the Pirates, but the Padres.
Yeah,
but the Padres always get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They always spend some money, but he's going to go to one of those three teams.
He is.
Yeah.
So what you saying is just take your medicine, young man.
Yeah, enjoy right now,
but the
man.
Thing with the reserves are coming.
Yeah, but he's going to go to the Yankees, and we're going to hate him.
They have so much control for so long, though. Like, somebody just needs to rescue him. Just make a new rule, something.
Are you petitioning to any particular baseball teams owned by someone?
I mean, I wouldn't be a mad if you were an Astro, but somebody needs to do something.
He didn't give me the opportunity to go for owned by a person whose name rhymes with Slim Frame.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to do something dorky.
That guy.
Hell yeah. Bring Paul Skeens directly to me.
Like, how much? They still have control for how many more years?
For that reason.
Would you bring them in? Let's say the Pirates are at that point where they got to get rid of them for prospects, and you got 1 year of Paul Skeens.
Yeah,
kind of like how the Astros did in 2019
mm-hmm.
with Grinky? No, not Grinky. Old dude that represented himself right after the World
Series.
Garrett
Cole.
Yeah, Garrett Cole. Yeah. If it's some type.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Sure, absolutely.
I don't think I knew this before, but apparently Garrett Cole, huge fan. Was that Garrett Cole or was that Crochet? Never mind. Let me not go there. I think it was Cole. Huge fan of the Dominican food. Was very interesting to me. But Paul Skeens, though, was like three more arbitration years. Well, there's a pre-arb year next year, and then three more arbitration
years. That's
criminal. Sorry, four more. No, three. I can do math, I think.
That's criminal. It is.
Hey, the game
is going to be impossible.
Hey, the game is the game, man.
Trade for him. Something. That poor guy. He can't win an All-Star game when he's up 6-0.
I'm going to be completely honest. I forgot that this thing was happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Although it doesn't mean anything to remember that it's happening today, personally for me. So I understand why I forgot, but I am still disappointed in myself that I forgot that the ESPYs are happening today as hosted by Shane Gillis. We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, the comedian obviously now is charged with, bringing a liveliness to the event. But I'm just always amazed that ESPN looked at the time. They looked at their schedule and they're like, dang, we need programming.
Yeah.
We'll just invent an award show. And people go along with this nonsense. It's nonsense. The whole reason for award shows in all these other spaces, because we're dealing with the arts and stuff that don't inherently have
scoreboards,
right? Like, what was the best movie? Like, let's go check the best movie standings. Like, there's not, we don't have that, right? What happened in the Academy playoffs this year to tell us who? We don't have that. That's why we have the award show.
Mm-hmm.
Best basketball player. You mean the MVP?
Yeah.
Like, why do we do this?
I didn't mind it for many years, many, many years. I haven't really plugged in much lately. I just feel, I don't know what, it's lost something. And I can't tell you, but I get your point, and a lot of people are in there with you. I was cool with it for a long time, but it's just lost its luster.
Yeah, I think it's the cheese type stuff for me.
Maybe.
When it's like the best memorable moment. Mm-hmm. It's just like, man, like yeah. Did that really mean something to win an ESPY for the best memorable moment on the field?
You gonna put that on
your
mantle?
Yeah, like I never. That's how I kind of feel about the they had the iHeart Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm like, are these artists really like? Yeah, I won the iHeart Music Award. I'm just like, man, this Grammys or another, maybe MTV Award or BET Awards. But it's just like, man, people care about this one.
Yeah,
and maybe I'm just doing the thing where I'm hating on stuff because there's something to be said for. All right, this is a thing as a person who likes sports in a time where there's not often a lot of sports stuff to consume.
No, that's that why. We know that.
All right.
Yeah.
If it's just this is a thing
people
that's
like
on
lists.
Here, they do like
we
lists.
We talk about that.
It is
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
It annoys me personally.
Sure, sure.
And for whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
So I got to confess, I think I became way more sensitive about this subject matter. So, you know, it's always tough when you lose somebody. Like a family member, friend, or something like that. And I had like a weird way of coping where I don't let it get to me. I don't really take time off and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever a pet, somebody loses their dog, I feel like I become way more emotional than I, you know, lost a grandma or auntie or something like that. So Jesse Watt, our good friend who worked for Mix 96.5.
Oh, wow.
No. Yeah, man. So if you follow her, you know she have a dog by the name of Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great story. She'll tell you about it whenever, I guess, if you ask her how she got Crosby and all that stuff. But she said yesterday in the Instagram post, yesterday our squeak Crosby bear crossed over the rainbow bridge.
God.
He changed our lives, and we didn't know if it was possible to love a dog so much. We're holding on to every memory with our boy and picturing him chasing all the squirrels in heaven. We love you, buddy.
Man.
I wanted to leave this segment or the segment when I seen the post. Go over there and hug her because she's still working right now. She's still going around working. I just want to just give her a long hug. Like, I'm so sorry.
Dude, and what to your first point, I'm the same way with the pets. I mean, obviously, and some people that you know, maybe not as close to you, but family, relatives, or what? I think it's just because they're so innocent. You know, dogs are just so innocent, and they're so, you know. And I've said this before. You know, nothing will ever love you like a dog loves you.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah,
not even people.
Yeah, and
because you are their entire world.
Yes, and when I say that, I'm just like, damn, man. I lost a lot of people, a lot of friends, way too early.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was always this tough guy, like, okay, you know, I'm still good.
Yeah.
But when I lost my dog, I'm just like, this is innocence.
It's the fact that it's so different. Like, they have a lot of things they do and they play and they have other friends and all that stuff, but you are their world.
Yeah. I kind of had that moment yesterday with Jackson because I had a little ball that I throw and he go catch it and all that stuff. And I bounced the ball and went straight up, and it hit him right in the nose hard to the point he looked up. He got scared, and he just took off.
Mm-hmm.
He took off. He didn't want to talk to me or anything. I'm like, oh, I felt so bad. But like 5 minutes later, he came back, wanted to play some more.
Yeah.
So that type of love, just imagine losing that type of love.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, man. Rest in peace, Crosby.
You really left me a tough place to jump in there, huh? I agree.
Yes.
That's why this transition button is here.
Yeah. All right, so let's change the topic to this. I had no idea that my guy Reggie was, while he was doing God's work, you know, donating
bone marrow. Yes, sir.
To his brother, he was reading Taking Flack. I got to admit, that just warmed the old heart, man. He read my book, finally. That was cool.
It was Dan Pastorini's book.
I wrote every word in there, but that's okay. Pastorini sat there and answered questions. I love you, Dan. But no, that's cool, even all these years later. And a lot of people hit me up, you know, every now and then.
No, I mean, I think especially, I personally don't feel like I read as much as I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I'm 33 years old. I did not get the chance to live those times, and so especially trying to learn more and being curious about, you know, mm-hmm. things in sports, and particularly as it pertains to Houston.
It educated you, didn't it?
100%.
Yeah.
I will open myself up to scrutiny as I try to do from time to time. Please be relatively gentle if you could. In this book, and I told Lopez this, mm-hmm. I learned something that I was a little bit ashamed to realize that I learned, which I guess is a confession in and of itself. I just thought Mack Hike was a dude that owned a dealership. Mm-hmm. Little I know, play for the Oilers. Oh, yeah. My bad, y'all. Like, yep. my bad, Mack and all that. I did not realize that. I am learning through this process. But no, it was a deeply interesting book, John. I thought that it was very, very intriguing to get an insight into a Dan Pastorini who I do appreciate, and I'm sure a lot of people do as well, who obviously have gotten to the story and the story of his life and the nuances of it mm-hmm. very, very much earlier than I
have. How would you grade this book if we talk? No,
putting him on the spot.
No, I'm being serious.
Solid seven.
Okay, I was going to go with the source. Like, how many mics you get?
Oh, mics? I think it's 3.5 mics, 4 3 mics?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that ain't bad.
In there. But yeah, man, what was I ultimately trying to get there? I forgot where I was at. Anyway,
you talk about the Oilers, I guess, and the things you're learning.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Dan lived a life and a half, and I live really how accountable he is and has been for all the things mm-hmm. That happened with him that, yeah. you know, very much a lot of people could decide not to be accountable for.
Yeah, for sure. And they do or don't. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're in the loop.
I got a quick confession real quick.
All right, go for it.
I apologize to the text line for making people cry about my confession, man.
You need to.
I didn't mean to do that, man.
Yeah. But it's real.
Yeah.
It's true.
I thought about it when you started getting into that space, and I'm like, people are in their cars. Mm-hmm. People are on lunch right now trying to explain.
Bawling.
Why people are cutting onions.
I thought I was cool with it, man. Like, I ain't going into details or anything like that, like strong details, but. Man,
it doesn't matter.
It's sensitive, man.
We're talking about dead puppies, and that's always going to hurt. Pull the old heart.
Yeah,
strings.
I'm about to go find Jesse White right now. We'll go to break.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we will all go lend our condolences to our Odyssey Houston family here. But you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, in an opportunity to maybe cheer you up, we'll do a Wednesday staple. Let's get into some Judge John Lopez. Is this particular college football legend returning? We'll talk about that more next.